Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you A Love Without Closure, The Disappearance of Jean Watt. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. They called her Sister Jean. To some, she was quiet. To others, distant. But to me, she was my anchor, my mirror, my flame that didn't flicker in storms. She was the only woman who truly saw me. And then she was gone, disappeared, just like that. No warning, no goodbye, no trace, just silence. And for a man like me, who had spent his life navigating the spirit world, the drums, the sacred order of Rastafari, this was the one mystery I couldn't decode. Because Jean wasn't just my partner. She was part of my prophecy, and when she vanished, a piece of me vanished with her. We met in the early days, before Marley was a name in the wind, before they called us legends, back when the zinc fence still bled rust into the morning sun and dreams were carved from Ganges smoke and psalms. Jean wasn't loud. She didn't seek crowds. She didn't care for fame, but she carried fire, quiet fire. She prayed with me when Babylon mocked us. She fasted with me when the world fed on poison. She stood by me, not behind, beside. When I wrote Dreamland, I was thinking of Africa, yes, but also of her. Her eyes, her stillness, the way she could hold silence without fear. She was my Zion in a world of noise. Then one morning, in May 2020, she walked out the gate and never came back. We searched everywhere. Posters, please, police. Even when I had little strength left in my bones, I rose. I stood in front of cameras, something I hated, because I needed the world to help me find her. I offered money. I spoke to every healer, every seer, every dreamer. I beat the drum not for revolution, but for return. Jean, where you de? Me de ya. Me na stop look fi ya. But days turned into weeks. Weeks into months. And still no Jean. The press wrote it off. Said maybe she wandered. Maybe she forgot. But I knew her. Jean didn't wander. Jean watched. She was sharper than me sometimes. So the thought that something had happened, that someone might have taken her, that her spirit was crying for help, it tore me apart. I'd sit in our yard and whisper her name like a prayer. Sometimes, in the early morning mist, I'd think I saw her. In the leaves. In the birdsong. In the way the wind shifted just before the rain. And I'd say, "Me soon come, Jean. Just wait. Me soon come." People around me said to let go. Bunny, maybe it's time to move on. Maybe she's with John now. Maybe she's at peace. But I wasn't looking for peace. I was looking for presence. And without her, nothing felt complete. Not the music. Not the garden. Not even the chant. I recorded songs in her honor. Soft ones. Ones I didn't share. Just little verses late at night, into a cheap recorder, sitting beside the staff she carved for me when we first moved to St. Thomas. Lyrics like, "Gone from me sight, but near to me sound. Jean, me queen, me hope still bound." I never meant for the world to hear them. They were for her, in case her spirit was listening. Toward the end of my days, when the strokes came and my voice weakened, it wasn't my own mortality that hurt the most. It was not knowing. Not knowing if she was hungry, cold, afraid, or maybe, just maybe already resting. That lack of closure. It's a wound that never scars over. They'll remember me for the albums, for the fire, for the silence, for the wailers. But what they won't see is that my greatest heartbreak wasn't Babylon. It was the gate that closed behind Jean and never opened again. Now from where I sit, in spirit, not flesh, I still call her name. And sometimes in dreams she answers, smiling, whole, silent, like she always was. Narrator, softly. This is not a story with a bow. This is a story with a question still hanging in the mist. Still whispered in psalms, still waiting for a door to open.